Today we'll be looking at FirstRand and its half-year results. Looking at the overall macro environment view, so the consumers are facing some pressure. We see most banks' credit loss ratios ticking up. The outlook here is mainly for some improvement, perhaps to start in the second half of this year. This is also on the back of the outlook of interest rates to rather decrease from here on onwards, and the expectation consensus with the banks are mainly in the second half in this regard. Then just overview on the results to quickly highlight a couple of points on that side. The net interest income on FirstRand side, it benefited mainly from the loan growth. A lot of banks have benefited also from the net interest margins due to the higher interest rate environment, but for FirstRand it's mainly the loan growth that it benefited from. The non-interest revenue, a bit of lower growth on this side, but that's mainly due to the prior year having a higher base due to some private equity profit realization. On the expenses side, it was slightly elevated. We see this also across peers. And then on the impairment side, as mentioned, the credit loss ratios for overall for the banks are ticking upwards. Although FirstRand is coming from a lower base, or where its credit loss ratio is to the lower end of its through the cycle range, where most peers are at the top or above their ranges. And then also there was limited information provided on the UK FCA investigation around UK car loan practices. I would have liked a bit more info on that side. Only some type of comforting words were provided, not necessarily details on any amounts in this regard. On a valuation front, it's trading at the low end of its history and priced cheaply at the moment. We therefore have a buy recommendation for FirstRand, and that's mainly due to the low pricing multiple, so it's priced cheaply at the moment. While we also believe when we're looking at the low interest rate going forward, that it would hold up better compared to other banks. What would change our mind is if it would see a deterioration in its profitability margins, as this bank has higher profitability margins, such as a return on equity if you compare it to the other banks. And also if there were an increase in interest rates, as this would cause further credit deterioration, and also FirstRand won't benefit as much necessarily on due to a higher net interest margin from this. And if we see a higher deterioration in the outlook of SA, that would also be negative for FirstRand, as it has high exposure to SA compared to some banks with high exposures to Africa.